الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and in this is a reminder for each and every one of us to strive our utmost in order that when time comes, it comes inshallah while we're doing good deeds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about good deeds, they are a reason for entering paradise. Udkhulu al-jannata bima kuntum ta'amaloon. Enter paradise with what you used to do. So we have to strive to do good deeds to the best of our ability, keeping up our ibadat. And if we fall short, that we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask for His forgiveness. Because we are deficient indeed. We fall short. كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير خطائين التوابون. All of the children of Adam, they make mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes are the repentful ones. In this reminder, we remind ourselves of the man who killed 99 men. And when he sought to ask if he could be forgiven, He came across a priest, and he asked him, can I be forgiven? He said, no. And so he killed him as well and made it 100. Then he continued, and he was told to go to such and such person in such and such land, and there, and there he met this a person. First and foremost, he met a person who was knowledgeable, and he said to him that, who can come between you and the forgiveness of Allah? Who can come between you and the forgiveness of Allah? But he advised him to go to such and such land. And on his way to such and such land, which was a good land, a land with righteous people, on his way he passed away. And then the angel of mercy and the angel which were from the angels that punish, they both came and they quarreled as which one will take him. Which one will take him? And it was willed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after it was said, the land that he is going to, if it is shorter, then the angel of mercy will take his soul. And if the land that he was coming from is closer, then the angel that will punish will take his soul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that by a handspan, he was closer to the land that he was going to and he was forgiven. This shows us again that indeed actions are according to the end result. So the person's heart, how is the person's heart? The actions of the heart are important, and from the actions of the heart is tawbah and ikhlas and inaba, continuous repentance, calling upon Allah sincerely, but it stems from the heart. So how is thou heart? That fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, وَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ. Don't fear them, but fear me. And in the other verse, وَخْشَوْن, and have humility towards me. And the difference between al-khashya and al-khawf, as the scholars mentioned, is that al-khawf, you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stems from the heart. But khashya, it emanates in your limbs. That fear of Allah emanates in your limbs. So you humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by keeping away from the haram, by doing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness in that which you fall short in. The second narration, which shows us that innama al-a'mal bi-khawatim, the actions are according to the end result, is the hadith in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, where he said, كُنْتُ أَدْعُوا أُمِّي إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. I used to supplicate to my mother, I used to supplicate for her to enter Islam whilst she was a polytheist. فَدَعَوْتُهَا يَوْمًا. So I called her one day to enter Islam. فَأَسْمَعَتْنِي فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم مَا أَكْرَهُ. And so she replied to me with that which he dislikes, that which she mentioned about the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, that which he dislikes. يعني أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, and he was saddened. فأتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So I came to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنا أبكي, whilst I am crying. قلت يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, إني كنت أدعو أمي, I used to call my mother to Islam. فَتَأْبَى عَلَيَّا. But she would reject accepting it, and she would turn away from it. فَدَعَوْتُهَا الْيَوْمَ, and I call her today. فَأَسْمَعَتْنِي فِيكَ مَا أَكْرَهُ, and she, in reply, she told me that which, told me about you that which I detest, that which I dislike. فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَنْ يَهْدِيَ أُمَّ أَبِي هُرَيْرَ. So supplicate to Allah to guide Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم supplicated for her and said, اللهم اهدي أمي أبي هريرة. Oh Allah, guide the mother of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. فَخَرَجْتُ مُسْتَبْشِرًا. So I left happy. Look how, subhanAllah, with yaqeen that he had in his heart because of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم supplication, he was so happy. With glad tidings, he went out. And with happiness, with the da'wah of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, the du'a of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَلَمَا جِئْتُ فَصِرْتُ إِلَى الْبَابِ. Then when he came to the door of his house, فَإِذَا هُوَ مُجَافْ, which was closed and locked. فَسَمِعَتْ أُمِّي خَشْفَ قَدَمِي. And my mother heard the sounds of my slippers or feet coming towards her outside the house. فَقَالَتْ مَكَانَكْ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَ. Remain there, O Abu Huraira. Then he heard, he said, the trickling of water, which signified that she was taking a bath. وَلَبِسَتْ دِرْعَهَا. Then she wore that, her clothes or her outer garments. وَعَجِلَتْ عَنْ خِمَارِهَا. And she hastened to put her khimar on. فَفَتَحَتِ الْبَابَ. And she opened the door. ثُمَّ قَالَتْ يَا أَبَا هُرَيْرَ. Oh, Abu Huraira, she said to him, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I testify that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his slave and his messenger. قَالَ فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى الرَّسُولَ صلى الله عليه وسلم فَأَتَيْتُهُ. He said, I returned to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and came to him. وَأَنَا أَبْكِي, whilst I'm crying. مِنَ الْفَرَحِ, from extreme love. قال قلت يا رسول الله أبشر قد استجاب الله دعوتك. Said, O Messenger of Allah, glad tidings, Allah has answered your supplication. وهذا أم أبي هريرة. And he guided أم أبي هريرة. Allah forgive us, يا رب. Allah forgive us. May Allah accept us. إنما عمال بخواتيم. اللهم اغفر لنا يا رب. Allah forgive us. For they do not know about us. Wallahi, they don't know about us. فحمد الله. So he praised Allah. وأثنى عليه. And he praised him. وقال خيرا. اللهم استعان يا رب. والله يا اخوان, we have to give da'wah to our families. Allah guide them to Islam. Allah يهديهم. Allah يهديهم. الله يهدينا ويهديهم يا رب. لهذا جاء في البخاري أيضا أن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان غلام يهودي يخدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمرض فأتاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعود. صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned about a Jewish boy who became sick, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم visited him while he is sick. سبحان الله. كان غلام يهودي يخدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He used to serve the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at that. He used to serve him. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not forget the khair. Even if he's not a Muslim, he did not forget the khair. SubhanAllah, he's a Jewish boy and he did not forget him. And he went to him while he was sick. فقعد عند رأسه. And he stood at his head while the boy is sick. فقال له أسلم. Become a Muslim, to accept Islam, to submit to Allah. فَنَذَرَ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ. And the boy looked at towards his father. وَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ. فَقَالَ لَهُ أَطِعْ أَبَا الْقَاسِمِ. His father said to him, obey Abul Qasim. SubhanAllah, this is the Messenger of Allah giving da'wah to the boy. Didn't forget him. Didn't forget his kindness. Didn't forget his service. Didn't forget him. He's a Jewish boy. Didn't forget him. SubhanAllah. فَأَسْلَمْ. So he became a Muslim. فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم left, and he said, وَهُوَ يَقُولُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَنْقَذَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. All praise due to Allah who has saved him from the hellfire. Indeed, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالِ بِخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are taken by the end result, as the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said in a hadith which is in Bukhari. Wallahi, akhwan, look at this narration. And look at this bab that Imam Bukhari mentions in Sahih. He said, bab, al-a'malu bi-khawatim wa ma yakhafu minha. The actions are according to the end result, and that which he is afraid of. You're afraid of disobeying Allah. You're afraid of falling short. You're afraid of missing the salah. Some of the salaf, they used to cry so much if they missed the jama'ah. They used to cry until their beard was wet with their tears. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَعْمَلُ فِي مَا يَرَاهُ النَّاسَ عَمَلَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, a servant does actions in that which the people see, actions from the people of paradise. وَإِنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. However, he is from the people of the hellfire. People thought he was doing good. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yutub alayna. But he was destined for the people of the hellfire. وَيَعْمَلُ فِي مَا يَرَاهُ النَّاسِ. And he does that which the people see. There is another person who does actions in that which the people think is from the people of the hellfire. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And he's from the people of paradise. وَإِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِخَوَاتِيمِ. And actions are taken by the end result. Hadith in Bukhari, number 6607. قَالَ إِبْنُ رَجَبُ الْحَنْبَلِ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهِ. تعليقا على هذا الحديث بلفظ إن الرجل لا يعمل عمل أهل الجنة فيما يبدو للناس. In that which the people think. So what the people think is not going to aid you, يا عبد الله. الشيخ الباني رحمه الله, he said in one of his tapes, he said, what is the benefit of the tazkiyat of the people in front of Allah? There are some people, they love to advertise their tazkiyat on the internet. They love to say, I have and I did. Allah, in front of Allah, how will that help you? In front of Allah, how will that help you? Na'am, if others mention about you, inshallah, that's bushra. But you go out of yourself to go out and advertise yourself. What is this? Subhanallah, this is not the actions of the righteous. This is not action which is, na'am, which is called for. Rather, we humble ourselves. Who's guaranteed anything? We're all in the same boat. Who's guaranteed they will be saved from the hellfire? It was guaranteed that we don't die an evil death. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of a sin that nobody knew except Allah, He knows what's in our heart. A sin that we have performed, or sins that we performed. And out of Allah's mercy, you die in a particular way as an expiation for your sin. That's why we seek refuge from an evil death. We seek refuge from dying a death of ghafla. Without realizing, no time to even say dhikr of Allah. No time to even remember Allah. No time to say la ilaha illallah. Look at this. This is ishara, he says, Ibn Rajab. He says, ishara ila anna batin al-amr yakunu bi khilafi dhalik. It may be your inside, the affair of your heart is different than what you people see. وَأَنَّ خَاتِمَةَ السُّءِ تَكُونُ بِسَبَبِ دَسِيسَةٍ. And the evil end is reason because of something in your heart. Something evil that you have committed. Something between you and Allah. Only Allah knows about it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, actions are by the end result. Actions are by the end result. إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ يُجْمَعُ خَلْقُهُ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبِعِينَ يَوْمًا نُطْفَةً ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ مَلَكًا فَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبِعِ كَلِمَاتٍ بِرِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَشَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ. Four statements, يا عبد الله, when the angel comes and blows the ruh inside you and me when we're in the womb of our mothers, and four things were written: your lifespan, when you're going to die, your risk, how much you will earn. It's all written, whether you're going to be sad or happy at the point of death, as one of the mashaykh mentioned, at the point of death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good life in this life and the hereafter. أَتَدْرُونَ مَا هَذَا النَّعْمُ. In another narration, which is in Nasa'i and in Tirmidhi, وَحَسَّنَهُ الْأَلْبَانِ رَحِمُ اللَّهِ, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr رضي الله عنهما, he said, خَرَجَ عَلَيْنَا رَسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَفِي يَدِهِ كِتَابًا. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came out and he has two books. And he said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا هَذَا الْكِتَابَانِ, do you know what these two books are? فَقُلْنَا لَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, we said, no, Messenger of Allah. He said, إِلَّا أَن تُخْبِرَنَا, except that you tell us about what's in these two books. فَقَالَ الَّذِي فِي يَدِهِ الْيُمْنَى, he said, the one in my right hand, هَذَا كِتَابٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فِيهِ أَسْمَاءَ الْجَنَّةِ, this is a book from the Lord of the creation, and in it are names of the people of paradise. وَأَسْمَاءَ أَبَائِهِمْ وَقَبَائِلِهِمْ, and the names of their fathers and their tribes. ثُمَّ أُجْمِلَ عَلَى آخِرِهِمْ فلا يزاد فيهم ولا ينقص منهم أبدا. ثم قال الذي في شماله, and these names basically are not added to, nor are they decreased. These names are ثابت with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he looked to the book on his left hand and said, هذا كتاب من رب العالمين, this is also a book from the Lord of creation. فيه أسماء أهل النار, in it are names of the people of the hellfire. وَأَسْمَاءِ أَبَائِهِمْ وَأَقَبَائِلِهِمْ, and the names of their fathers and the names of their tribes where they're from. ثُمَّ أُجْمِلَ عَلَىٰ آخِرِهِمْ فَلَا يُزَادُ فِيهِمْ وَلَا يُنْقَصُ مِنْهُمْ أَبَدًا, no increase nor any decrease in any of these names. Basically, those names of the people destined for the hellfire are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم said, فِيمَ الْعَمَلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, in where lies action of the Messenger of Allah, if the affair is already known to Allah. فَقَالَ سَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا, strive and be earnest in doing good deeds. فَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ الْجَنَّةِ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, for the companion destined for paradise, then the end result for him will be that he will do actions of the people of paradise. وَإِنْ عَمِلَ أَيَّ عَمَلٍ, wherever he does whatever action it is. وَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ النَّارِ يُخْتَمَ لَهُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, and the person destined for the hellfire, it will be written for him, نعم, an action from the people of hellfire at the point of death. وَإِنْ عَمِلَ أَيَّ عَمَلْ, whatever action he does. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِيَدَيْهِ فَنَبَذَهُمَا ثُمَّ قَالَ فَرَغَ رَبُّكُمْ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already pre-decreed regarding his servants a party in paradise and a party in the hellfire. And this hadith is also in Musnad Imam Ahmad. We mentioned the Tirmidhi and Nasa'i and Hasanahu al-Albani fi Sahiha, number 848. This doesn't mean that the person is forced, because the Prophet ﷺ said, سَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. So each and every one of us strive to do actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are of the people of paradise, not the people of hellfire. Because wallahi wal akhiratu khayrun wa abqa, the hereafter is better and everlasting. Allah said, wa uzlifatil jannatu lil muttaqina ghayra ba'id, and Jannah is prepared for the believers, and it is not far away, it is not distant. Ghayra ba'id. Hadha ma tu'aduna li kulli awwabin hafidh, this is what you are promised for every awwab, for everyone who is repentful to Allah, hafidh, and one who guards and protects the duties that he is supposed to protect. And Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi, he mentioned hafidh, hafidha, he protected his deen, he protected his ibadah, he protected his self. Naam, as mentioned by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in the explanation of these 50 hadith, he mentioned that he protects his head and what it contains, whether it is the eyes, the ears, and the tongue. He protects his stomach and what enters it. And he protects his private parts, and is in line with the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَنْ يَضْمُنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمُنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ, whoever guards between his jaws and between his legs, I guarantee for him paradise. I guarantee for him paradise. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he writes us from the people of paradise, that we are written of the people of paradise and not of the people of the hellfire. Indeed, the people of the hellfire, na'am, indeed, the punishments of different kinds, different types, and it is severe indeed. So, أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ. Whoever fears Allah in the unseen, and he came to Allah with a pure heart, sincere heart, repentful heart. أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ. Enter it with salam, with security, and peace and security. أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ. That is a day that will be forever. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. They will have whatever they desire in it, and they will have that extra. Something extra will be seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. But we have to be careful. The reality is either of the two paths. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Whoever has given his record in his right hand, فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ. He will say rejoicingly, read my book of record of good deeds, Ya Abdullah. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. For I was certain that I will meet my accountability and reckoning. And ظَنَّ here means certainty, doesn't mean conjecture. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. And he was certain that his soul was about to leave him. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ. So therefore here likewise, وَإِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ. I was certain that I would meet my accountability with Allah. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. And he's in a life which will be of happiness, pleasing. فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. In paradise high, in high abode. قُطُوفُهَا دَانِيَةٌ. The fruits will be close for them to eat from. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ. Eat and drink. Glad tidings for that which you have done before. فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. In the days which have preceded. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. And as for the one who has his record of bad deeds, which will be on his left hand. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَهِ. He says, woe is me. If only I wasn't given my book of records, that which I did in this life. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَهِ. And I didn't even come to know my accountability. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. Woe is me. He's talking to himself. كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. If only the affair was destruction, that my soul was destroyed, that the affair was, the affair is that I returned to dust. Just like the person will say, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ. Well, نعم يا ليتني كنت ترابا. Surah Al-Naba. Well, the last verse, where the disbeliever will say, if only I am dust. قاضية means destroyed, not living. But no, you will be there, either in paradise or even the hellfire. ما أغنى عني مالية. The person who received the book in his left hand, the evil deeds, he will say, my wealth did not benefit me. My wealth that I had in this dunya, provision, wealth, belongings, it didn't benefit me. Halaka anni sultaniya. Halaka anni sultaniya. His sultan, his authority that he used to have in this world, no more is in the akhirah. No more. Now he sees for his reckoning. Khuduhu faghulluh. So take him and chain him. Thumma al-jahima salluh. Then in the hellfire, let him burn. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ضَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَاسْلُكُوهُ. And in 70 cubits of chain him, and for his punishment, فَاسْلُكُوهُ. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. What's the first thing he mentions? لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. He never believed in Allah, the exalted, the great. He never believed in Allah correctly. This shows you the importance of aqidah. The importance of aqidah. That's why we learn the books of aqidah. That's why we learn the books of methodology, to know the importance of this blessed faith, blessed iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. Nor did he give poor to the money to the poor, nor was he charitable. نعم لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمٌ. And on that day he will have no helpers, no friend. Who used to be a close friend and companion before? No friend. In fact, يوم القيامة, the people can call upon those who they used to call upon in this life, other than Allah. The people who called upon shirk, call upon idols, call upon others besides Allah, let them call upon them يوم القيامة. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَ سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَ. Let them call their helpers. We will call Zabaniya. Zabaniya, those angels who will lead them to the hellfire. Nasallahu salama. Look at the authority of Allah. How can people escape the authority of Allah? They will not be able to escape the authority of Allah. Indeed, actions are by the end result. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, makes us of those who are righteous, makes our actions continuous of that which is good and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For we are returning to Him. وَأَنَّمَا رَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. In the story of Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said some beautiful verses, wallah. And Shaykh al-Sa'di rahmullah explained it. And we mentioned this yesterday in our dars in Slough. And to be honest with you, it was something which is a beautiful benefit, which is for me first and foremost, and for the listeners. And that is, Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah saved him from the darkness of the depths of the ocean whilst he was in the belly of the fish. And that was hard for him and difficult for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Safat, verse 143, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If he wasn't of those who did tasbih, and some tafsirs mention salah, that tasbih here means salah, that whilst he was in the belly of the fish, he was doing salah, he was praying. لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He would have remained in the belly of the fish until the day of he is resurrected. But something that Shaykh al-Sa'di rahmullah added, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out of the belly of the fish, not only because he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. Not only because of that, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-dhalimin. Testifying that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, exalting Allah in praise. Indeed, I am from the oppressors of those who oppress themselves. Not only that, dua that he said it then, but that verse before, Shaykh al-Sa'di said, أن العبد إذا كانت له مقدمة صالحة مع ربه وقد تعرف إلى ربه في حال الرخاء أن الله يشكر له ذلك ويعرفه في حال الشدة ويكشف عنها ويكشف بكشفها بالكلية أو تخفيفها. والله, this is a beautiful benefit. And that is, it wasn't only that he said لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين, Allah took him away from and Allah saved him from being in depths of darkness, in that difficulty and distress, in the oceans, in the belly of the fish. But rather, he was from those in times of ease, calling upon Allah. In times of ease, من المسبحين. فلولا أنه كان من المسبحين. Prior to this, prior to being in the belly of the fish, prior to being in the depths of the ocean, in difficulty and hardship, he was from the مسبحين, from those who call upon Allah, praising Allah, exalting Allah's praise. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out. And not only that, he said in the other verse, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Such are those believers whom we save. And such is so, we save the believers. Here, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahmullah also mentioned that Allah will protect and aid and take out the person from hardship and difficulty if they are true believers. Again, going back to Iman, going back to the Aqidah Sahiha, going back to the correct belief and showing in its importance, correct belief, doing dhikr continuously, tasbih continuously, keeping up our salawatul khams. In times of ease, in times of distress, when we call upon Allah, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kunt min al-dhalimeen, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the will of Allah, will take you out of this distress and difficulty. Let's not fall short in times of ease, because we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of difficulty. We need Him in times of ease and in times of difficulty. إِنَّهُ يَسِيرٌ لِمَنْ يَسَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. It is easy for those Allah has made it easy for. أَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. فيك بارك الله. صلى الله يتقبل واغفر لنا. صلى الله يغفر لنا. توب علينا واصلح أحوالنا يا رب. We have some books to give out. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Al-Qasidatul Ha'iyya. Who's it written by? Naam. Do you have this? Fadal. It's a new book out. Qasidatul Ha'iyya. Hafiz al-Hakami. Any other book from Hafiz al-Hakami? Hey, naam. You have the book. Anyone else? Yes. Ma'arij al-Qabool. Fadal. Fadal. Ha'iyya, it's all about the akhirah, it's all about the dunya. Laysat bi bughyati, as he mentions in it, it's beautiful lines. He says, laysat bi bughyati, what does that mean? This dunya is laysat bi bughyati. It's not my goal. Laysat bi bughyati, it's not my concern. Not that which I seek. Laysat bi bughyati. Naam. We read some verses from which surah? فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Which surah from this? Yes. حَاقَّة. Allahu Akbar. The reality. And how true it is. الحاقَّة. How many times it repeated in the beginning? The reality. Surah الحاقَّة. How many times? 3 times. الحاقة ملحاقة وما أدرك ملحاقة. This one to the sisters. The sisters only one. Allah musta'an. Give it to the, let them give it to someone from them. Barakallahu feekum.
There's a question. What is your advice, Barakallahu feekum, for new mutazawijin?
MashaAllah, be happy.
No fighting.
No fighting, yes.
So sometimes you see some brothers, they rush into divorce or for the sister.
Allah, ya akhi. وَلَيْسَ ذَكْرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. The woman is not like the man. That's the reality. And therefore, one should be patient and should go through. They will go through definitely times where they disagree. But not to be hasty, to be patient. Sheikh Ubayd Habibullah, he says that when arguments occur, then don't both be at loggerheads with each other. One of you, it's possible the man is wrong. Don't be like, oh, I can't make a mistake. We make mistakes, Ikhwan. And if you make a mistake, say, I made a mistake. Humble yourself. The issue is not easy. You go through many mistakes. It is not you coming down to being a man if you say, I'm sorry. No, you're still a man, ya akhi. Rather, this is honor for you, that you are honest and you're sincere. And likewise, the sisters who do get married, they should be patient. The husband goes out to work and he strives at most. Be patient with them. And don't ever feel that he has never done anything for you. Rather, be grateful. Because most of the people are in the hellfire from the women is because of their ingratitude that they have towards their husbands. And that is kufr al-ashira. Kufr al-ashira. They are ungrateful to their husbands. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them. They're just newly married. To bless them. Be patient with each other. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicate to Allah that you have good progeny, good children, and be patient. Maybe you will not have children for a year, 2 years, 3 years. Boy, be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses, and He tests, and He blesses, and His blessings are many, and give gifts to each other. Yani, especially in the first 2 years, travel together, go. Because when the children come, you become more busy, subhanAllah. So therefore, come together upon khair, that you came together upon the sunnah to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let that be your return also. The sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, In those things that you differ, those things that you disagree upon, always going back to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't be hasty with each other. It's hard. Sometimes it slips from your mouth. You say the wrong things. Na'am. But apologize and ask Allah for forgiveness. And it may be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you with something your wife says about you, says against you, argues with you, raising her voice because of a sin that you committed. Na'am. Some of the Salaf used to think that whatever their wife or something happened that was not going right, whether it is the car, the riding beast, falls short, maybe falls sick or falls short from taking them to the place where they're going to, or the wife or the children, something happens in their family, they always turn it back to themselves, that it is a sin that I committed, and this is why that I'm being tested like this or I'm being punished like this. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. There is no book that you can read except the book of Allah. You remind yourself with the book of Allah. No other book will tell you the reality of zawaj except the book of Allah. The book of Allah, read it together. Remind your wife that she reads it regularly, daily. That your house should be a household of dhikr of Allah. Household, not dhikr of shaitan. Where you have the television, get rid of these things. You don't need it. In the house, you have remembrance of Allah. Whereby you listen, you come into your house, your wife is reciting the Quran. She's doing dhikr morning and evening. Alhamdulillah, there is khair. And she teaches her children. This is khair. But a house where that is not the case, pictures on the wall of human beings, of animals, and shaitan is entering. Shaitan is entering. No bismillah when you come in, no bismillah when you begin to eat. Allah protect us. The situation, wallahi, is going back to the book of Allah. And you will find, inshaAllah, you'll find much khair in your house. And when you supplicate to Allah for your children, Allah will answer it. Because you yourself, in times of ease, you were upon the dhikr of Allah. And you made a household of goodness, household of kindness. Begin from the beginning. From the beginning. Don't make a household when the husband comes. It's like a na'am, the harshest person on earth. With your friends, you're good. And when you come into your house, you want to show authority. No, be kind. What advice would you give to the youth to remain patient and firm? The advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya ma'ashara al-shabab, man ista'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj. The youth, they're able to get married, get married. And whoever's not able to get married, then they fast, for that extinguishes desires. The youth, be like the Sahaba, read their stories. See how the Sahaba concerned themselves with striving. Look at the Sahaba, Mu'ad, riding behind the Messenger and answering questions to the Messenger, learning from Rasulullah. Anas bin Malik, only 10 years old, and he's learning for another 10 years with the Messenger, serving him. Look at that. Be with the righteous. Have good friends. Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. Be good friends. Learn the life of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, as a young child, young boy, and Allah's Messenger, and he's with the Messenger, learning. What advice would you give a Muslim whose family member is marrying a non-Muslim? Family member is marrying a non-Muslim. If it's a woman marrying a man, advise them. Advise them. Advise them. Don't just look at marrying this person. Look what afterwards. Where the children. First, it was not allowed for a woman to marry other than a Muslim. For a Muslim woman to marry other than a Muslim. Remind them. Na'am, alhamdulillah, with Islam, Allah mentions tayyibun, tayyibat. The good are for the good, male and female. Marry the righteous. And from righteousness is that they are Muslim. Tawheed, upon tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all and forgive us. Subhanak Allahumma hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I have to go. No. Tfaddal ya alghi. أما بهذا اللفظ لا أعرفه ثم هذا اللفظ فيه إشكال هذا اللفظ فيه إشكال. The brother is asking that should we make dua, the dua of Umar رضي الله عنه, according to what he's read, that he said, oh Allah, if I am of those that you have written as of those who are يعني sad at the point of death, shaqi or deviate. You move from one qadr to another qadr. That is true, and that is possible, as we mentioned, na'am. And that is all written as well. 50,000 years before creation, Allah told the pen to write. Pen said, what should I write? Said, write whatever is going to happen. Makana ka'in, whatever is going to happen. And Allah knows, even before 50,000 years before creation, Allah knows, is al-alim, al-khabir, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in witr, we know, in Surah Al-Witr, you say the dua, وَقِنَا شَرَّ مَا قَضَيْتَ. Sufficient for us is the dua of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, keep us from an evil that you have, that you have ordained, or you have decreed. This you say, and this is good to say, and Allah will protect you from an evil that is decreed, from one decree to another decree. And Allah knows that you were going to pray your witr and say this dua and supplicate to Allah. So from one qadr to another qadr. This is not contradiction and not saying that Allah doesn't. Allah knows that you were going to say this. And there are others who don't say it. And there are others who don't. Allah knows. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows and you do not know. La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. Allah is not to be questioned about what he does. And we are the ones to be questioned. So we have to affirm, we have to believe in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for this particular wording, it needs checking. But that which Allah knows, He knows. And what is upon us? Saddidu waqaribu. Saddidu waqaribu. Strive to do good deeds. And supplicate to Allah for protection and forgiveness. Subhanak Allahumma hamdika ashhadu la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I'm going to go to the next one.